your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. We got another day of guests in studio. We got lots to talk about. We got an exciting conversation. Y'all can't imagine how excited I am about this conversation, but we're going to get there in a second. I just want to remind you guys that the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025 open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. Call the show. Give us the government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death, and you, junior or high school student, can win, share in a prize of over $500. Over $500, and the prize pot keeps growing. Okay, today I have in studio representatives from the Bahamas Bodybuilding Wellness and Fitness Federation. They go into St. Lucia, and we got to send them there. And I told them I had a plan. I had a plan, right? Because I used to throw raccoons for sport. For sport. Not for terror, for sport, right? And I could launch them. We could launch them to St. Lucia, but they said, "Green, we need a little bit more economic support than that to get there." So we're going to be talking with the Bahamas Bodybuilding Wellness and Fitness Federation about their upcoming competition, the 52nd Central American and Caribbean Bodybuilding and Fitness Championships in St. Lucia, September 26th to 28th?
Yes.
There we go. Okay, just before we get into that, I got a little bit of sports headlines I have to read off because the young man, Xavier Johnson, and that other boy, Lamar Taylor, these guys are doing it big. Okay, so here we go. Pan Am Games were in Central America, Paraguay. Xavier Johnson won the first medal for Team Bahamas at the Games. Bronze medal. First medal in judo at the Games. This young man was phenomenal, and he is preparing for the Junior World Championships in Peru, October 5th and 7th, and this is a part of his qualification journey for 2028 Olympic Games. Xavier, I got to get you in studio. Xavier trains primarily in Canada, so it's a little bit difficult connecting with him. Congratulations, Xavier, and to Lamar. Lamar, these people say Bahamians can't compete in swimming at that level. And I say to them, man, we born in the ocean and we're going to figure it out. Lamar's figuring it out. His first medal was a bronze. Lamar won a bronze in the men's 100 meters free. And then he came back and took silver in the men's 50 meter free at the Pan Am Games. What a phenom. Listen, we've got Zoe Williams was competing as well as Marvin Johnson. Wow. This is 15 athletes in six disciplines represented the Bahamas at the Junior Pan Am Games this year. Aquatics, archery. Archery. See? Who gonna get the mango off the tree? The archers. Archery. judo, cycling, athletics and sailing. I know that Lonnie Duncombe and another young cyclist were preparing for their Pan Am, Junior Pan Am Games in April. Say congratulations to all of these wonderful young people. Also, the Bahamas to compete at the 2025 World Surfing Games. Did y'all know we got world-class surfers in the Bahamas? Yeah, see? That's why. For something political, ride the wave with Brave makes sense. Because we got surfers in the Bahamas. We could do it. We could do it. Anyway, the surfers are also preparing. They are preparing for the 2025 World Surfing Games. Abaconians Joey Gale, Christopher Albury, and Luke Proser. And joining them from New Providence is Lily Wagner. These by them being Abaconian Lucha Surfing. Yes,
they be having on the map.
Yeah. Now this is not surfing season. Our wave season is, I think, in the winter time, and so they don't have the ideal environment locally for preparation for the games. But they've been competing. They had the nationals several weeks ago. Head coach for the team is Tom Glucksman. He is also competed for the country before. It's going to be a good time. And these guys are going to the World Surfing Championship in El Salvador. Yeah, so they be surfing right near Gregory Town, Lutra. That's where they be, right near Rainbow Bay or something like that. These Lutra people be hiding things from us, you know. Anyway, Lutra's one.
They got pineapple now.
Huh?
They only got pineapple.
Oh, no, they only got pineapple.
I love them pineapple.
Yeah, them sugarloaf. It's a particular variety, and Eleuthera is putting the Bahamas back on the map.
Good digestive enzyme also.
Yeah. See, anyway, you all see the bodybuilders, they can't help it. They want us to be healthy.
Yep.
And you could see that this is not just a sport. This is a discipline. This is a lifestyle.
Also now, let me remind us, also wellness. Bahamas Bodybuilding Wellness and Fitness Federation.
Yes, absolutely.
But bodybuilding and wellness too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so let's get into the conversation. Maybe you saw this story in yesterday's Guardian. BBWFF to send 11-member team to the CAC Championships. You are sending 8 men and 3 women. Tell us the team and what disciplines you're competing in.
For example, camp. Go ahead.
You got to pull it right to you. Speak right to it. Yeah, yeah.
Grand Rising to World, Alexander Barry Camp. Well, I'm in 4 categories. Men's fitness, men's physique, men's fit model, and fitness challenge.
Okay.
And?
Yeah, morning, everyone. Ryan Payne. Men's physique. First time. They're trying to get me to do classic, but I tell them I ain't no jockey.
I was just about to say, I know you do not have the song, I'm a classic man, but that ain't what it means. In the Caribbean, is there a resistance to that particular discipline and the what we call the jockey?
I don't think it's a resistance. It's just more, not that I'm not secure on myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My wife just said she don't want her sweet jam up there.
Yeah.
And the jockey for no one else to be looking at.
I mean, we could appreciate that.
Yeah, so I said I could do the beach shorts, the little boy shorts, the shorts, and I'm fine with that.
But that apparel is not acceptable in that particular category?
No. It's board shorts for that category. The category you're competing in is mostly the board shorts.
Like the surfer shorts, like the guys
who... Yeah. Okay. Madam?
Pleasant good morning. My name is Shante Raming. I'm the youngest on the team, and I will be competing in the junior and women's bikini and fit model.
Okay. Listen, she is a tiny powerhouse. You know, people who are small with men, and like in Europe, they call it like scrawny. They small, but you know they could pick you up and throw you.
She's very powerful. As a matter of fact, she made a challenge to our fitness champion here. She made a challenge to our fitness challenger. She's trying to catch him up because they were doing handstands.
Okay.
And he beat the pants off her. And she get over that yet.
I'll get him next time. Don't worry.
Good, good. Okay, so when you say the fitness challenge, you be like those guys in the video using the whole gym to work out?
Yes.
Or they in the air and then they drop into a plank from the ceiling? That's you?
Okay, well, yeah, basically. So it's almost like a CrossFit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So therefore, your job is to get a certain amount of reps within a certain amount of time with various different exercises. And then they have the the bronze. They have the push-ups, the pull-ups. They have the, Jeffersons.
Jeffersons.
So it's many different types based upon.
Kettlebell swings.
Right.
Squats.
Right. There you go. Please go. Well, you got it.
You basically have about 2 minutes to do as much as you possibly can in two minutes.
Ah. Okay. Now I have absolute context for the video.
Right.
For the videos I see now, right? You have to get as many of those things in the 2 minutes.
Yes.
I could just plank for 2 minutes straight.
I love the Fit Challenge. We just started the IFBB Elite, just started the Fit Challenge basically 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it's the first time the Bahamas did it, so we're going to do it. I mean, it's an ideal division and for encouraging individuals to be fit without necessarily just taking off their clothes so they can still be fit. A lot of individuals ain't want to do the bodybuilding in the posing, but they're willing to do some sit-ups.
The fitness part, but it's the posing part.
So hopefully we could get you to...
Yeah, man, y'all just don't want to have my category.
No.
Because I am, I look like Size Andrus on the outside.
Right.
But when I get in the inside with the pose, I'm Size Long Island. That's my category. Okay, so the when, the where, and the how. When is the competition? Where is the competition? And how are we going to get you all there? How are your fundraising efforts going?
Well, it's going pretty well. We are still waiting on the government to give them an annual grant. That's always on its way. However, we could definitely use some more funds. We're trying to raise at least $30,000. And we're also having an event scheduled for September the 6th.
Okay.
Yeah, we're working on that right now.
Now, is that
a walkathon?
Okay.
Exercise, man. You don't know, but it's the first time you're hearing about it now. Maybe we can do so. Exercise on the field and everything. So we do so. That's a fundraiser also.
All right. Because imagine like a circuit route where you run and then you get to do within the 1 minute all the thing and then you run a little bit more.
Yeah, we're the kind of organization. We're asking for somebody willing to do some of it. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. So we're willing to wait. Just come down and
all right,
$25 there and that's it.
September 6th?
September the 6th.
Where's the location?
It's going to be at Goodman's Bay.
All right, Goodman's Bay. What time?
6 a.m. in the morning.
All right, regular fun run time.
Yeah.
6 a.m., $25 entry.
$25.
Now, y'all don't wear plenty clothes. I get a T-shirt. What I supposed to wear when I come out there?
Yeah, just your gym, normally gym wear.
You're not comfortable.
You can represent yourself also.
All right.
You don't necessarily have to
be a part of a club.
Yeah.
All right, solid shoes.
Yes.
Should I bring like...
cross trainers.
Cross trainers.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think I want something for the fun run, and then I want something for the jumping in the ground.
Cross trainers, no ideas.
No sketches, no recreational.
Yeah, two sketches make cross trainers,
yeah,
I guess.
Yes, they do. Sketches.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but nice. Proper sketches, fashion sketches.
Not the ones to go to the movies with.
Yeah, good stuff.
Just no. Want comfortable. Want something comfortable.
Yeah, but we have to work ourselves into the culture, right? We have to remember and work ourselves into it. That's the thing about school. They wouldn't let you do PE unless you had the proper gear. The truth is you should not engage in a sport unless you have the proper gear. Okay, so if you would like to support the BBWFF's journey to the 52nd Central American and Caribbean Bodybuilding and Fitness Championships in St. Lucia this September, you can donate directly to the organization. They are at Bank of the Bahamas. The branch is John F. Kennedy Drive. That's JFK Drive. The account number, 555-000-5982. Let me repeat that. 555-000-5982. Also, what do I get at this fun run walk when I complete it? Am I going to get some electrolytes? I going to get some souse, because souse is Bahamian electrolyte.
Yeah, that's true. That depends what kind of souse that is.
Well, the boiled fish, Claire brought souse.
Yeah.
The right amount of salt.
Not too much salt, but a lot of pepper, especially for these, I think it depends. A lot of pepper.
Yeah. All right.
Peppers are high in antioxidants and vitamin C.
Yeah.
Fights off the bacteria, keep you strong.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah.
These are the things we brought with us from Africa,
man.
The pepper, the thyme, the tomato, they good for.
She knows about that. She's originally she lives in Andres, not Andres.
That's what happened. You be lifting coconut and toting sand on the beach. Okay, ma'am, when did you begin your bodybuilding journey?
I just began recently. I was supposed to start last year on travel with the team to Guyana, I believe it was.
Yeah.
But the opportunity was presented to me again, I will say 2 months ago, and I had about 2 weeks to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
Okay.
So I came down, well, I trained for those 2 weeks, stayed consistent with my diet, and when I came down, Kat taught me the poses, mm-hmm. and that's basically how I got into the competition.
All right.
Don't move.
Oh, there's a weird sound in the studio. We can figure that out. Okay, hold on. Now, madam, tell us your name again.
Shantae Raming.
Where are you from in Andres?
North Andres. Okay. Kong Sound.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, the disciplines again. You do a fashion-related discipline? Or no, swimsuit and bikini. Yes, how do you feel about that, swimsuit and bikini?
What should I say? Bikini is pretty simple. You just have to be confident within yourself to get on the stage and actually, because not everyone can get on a stage and model in a swimsuit.
All right.
So you have to be confident. Confidence has to be there.
So let me ask you a question. Can any body's body become a bikini model body? Or like, does it come a point when you say, man, Green, listen, you just don't have the physique for that, but you excel in other spaces?
They can, really, but I would say bikini is not for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but everyone can wear a bikini.
Yeah.
Not everyone can model the bikini.
I got you. All right. And how old are you?
I'm only 16.
Okay, good stuff. How do your parents and your community feel about you being a bodybuilder?
They feel really good, actually. My mom, at first, she was a bit skeptical. Oh, my daughter's going on stage in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically the same thing at the beach. Except I'm actually training to get fit and look good in the bikini.
Absolutely. And I'm sure your father's like, boy, she's staying up there in that bikini, but I know she could throw a boy over the wall, so I cool with that. And I like the blend of fitness and wellness, right? Because wellness is also about psychological health,
yes.
confidence,
body.
Understanding and feeling yourself in your body.
Mr. Total Body.
You better take the mic with me.
Sorry. All right. So, So when you talk about the physical body, you have the mind, body, and energy. The energy is the vitality so that you can be able to perform and do work. Now, some people, like we see in our culture, because of our diet, we have a lack of vitality. And that determines if someone is inspired to actually do the work. So when you are disciplining yourself as an athlete, you have to take a higher level approach because it's all about vitality and energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're training, we can't eat everything. We can't eat no chips, soda, candy, chocolate, bread, burgers, and all that stuff. So that's one of the parts that allows our body.
Now my mind is flipped, right? Because I exercise so I could eat those things, man. I thought that's what we was doing.
No, now you could do something on a cheat day, like maybe once out of the week, have something like that. But predominantly, let's say 80% of your diet should be fresh fruits and vegetables, real lean protein, and
and intentional.
Yes.
Like think about what you're placing together and why. Think about the amounts that you're eating and when you're eating it and why. I got you.
I think it is. I think a happy zone, a happy place would be probably 75-25.
Okay.
75 healthy to 25% is when a little bit off, but never. You have to have certain rules with your 25.
Yeah.
For example, not late in the night.
Yeah.
Understand.
While the sun is up, because the sun helps you to
sure
digest.
Make sure you're moving on that day.
Yeah.
All of those things.
You got to balance your calories with your activity.
Right.
This is good. I don't like it, but it's good stuff. It making sense. Okay, we're almost out of time. We're going to go back through the details for St. Lucia and for the banking and how do we support this team. But call off the team member names unless you will let me call them off. I love calling off names. We got Ryan Payne, men's physique, George Wilson, men's physique, Judah Forbes, men's physique, Khalid Ross, men's muscular physique and men's classic bodybuilding, Kyle King, men's muscular physique and men's classic bodybuilding, Rashad Cunningham, men's fitness and men's classic bodybuilding, Alexander Kemp, men's fitness, men's physique, men's fit model and men's fit challenge. That's that big deal. Auric Nesbitt, men's bodybuilding and men's masters bodybuilding. Shantae Raming, junior bikini, bikini open and women's fit model. Denica Thompson, bikini wellness. And Jackie Claire, bikini open and bikini masters.
Yes.
Mr. Sayers, President Sayers is the national coach. Cunningham will be assisting. And you've got test judges, Charles Seeley, Simone Sawyer, Tove McDonald, and Henrik Sands will also attend the championships. in an IT capacity.
Yep, Ms. McDonald also serves as a guardian too.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Parents feel comfortable, great stuff.
Yeah.
IT, I was just like, I have to mention that. So young people know that, look, you want to work in sports, there are many aspects.
This is a different world. The IFBB Elite has a certain software, and they, one of the things that they request when you're coming down to get the software, they won't give it to you. You have to make sure you have an IT person available with you, along with the statistician.
Building capacity for sports teams to enable them to compete internationally.
Yep.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Okay, so 52nd Central American and Caribbean Bodybuilding and Fitness Championships, September 26th through 28th, Rodney Bay, St. Lucia. Yep. To Bahamians in the diaspora, spread the word. If you're in St. Lucia, be there. If you're near St. Lucia, swim across the bay, maybe from Martinique or somewhere. Get there, and our fundraising information. You want to
read? Yes, we're looking for an opportunity to sow a seed. This is the best and the time for you to sow a seed. And once again, the account number is at Bank of the Bahamas, branch John F. Kennedy Drive, account number 555-000-5982.
Good stuff. And on September 6th?
September the 6th, we'll be having a fun run walkathon and a CrossFit exercises, training, aerobics, everything all at once.
Goodman's Bay, September 6th.
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Yes.
And what's the route?
The route is between Goodman's Bay down to Scotiabank, around that roundabout, up to that roundabout and back.
And back.
And then you do some other exercises.
When we get back
You get back
there. No, man, curling. I like curling. Curl the electrolytes to my mouth, curl them back down, moderation. Right? I love any of these things. I get all my arm movements. I'd be working out with my fan this whole summer. Working my arms. Fan.
But the good thing about it is you're moving.
Yes,
you
this is it.
You want to get active because, for example, two individuals weighing 200 pounds, right?
Yeah.
One who's doing exercise have a longer span of living than the other one who's doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's keep moving.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are things that we can control and there are things we can't control. Learn to control the things we can.
Right.
And that's moderation. That's our psychological health.
Willpower.
Yes.
One of the strongest things that God gives us is the will of a man. But we don't use it.
Self-control, personal discipline, impulse control.
Yeah.
That killing us, a lack of impulse control.
Greediness.
Yeah, and not realizing that our emotional and psychological health is impacting our decisions about our physical health, right? We need to focus on that. Anyway, guys, I am still a little intimidated. This young lady from Andrus keep looking at me. I'm looking at her because I need some help.
Yeah.
Right? I throw raccoons, I throw chickchanis. I need some help. Miss Ramming?
Yes.
Pleasure to have you in studio this morning.
Mr. Payne.
Mr. Payne.
Thank you.
Please support Mr. Payne too in this endeavor.
And this boy right here, I remember Major Payne?
Yeah, that's a great deal.
Yeah, that's him, mate. Ball head and everything. We need a name for you, sir.
Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, Superman.
I could deal with that. We used to have a name for you when we was children, but that name is no longer in use today. And I wonder if there's a link to the loss of language and the loss of culture, right? There's a music producer. Good stuff. We go into the break. The Global School Health Report indicated very low numbers for youth physical activity.
I am more concerned about our young men because we are losing our young men. In the last 7 to 5 years, we lose about at least 100 men.
Uh-huh.
Gone. And we done short in men. You got about 11 to 1 right now in females.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's a problem.
We lose that. We are losing them. We need that.
Listen, I got to get you guys back in studio before you go to St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining me this morning. I come into the training because I tell when they're on the road, I could throw his car in the bush and I have to live up to that promise.
Yes.
So you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you guys.
On the other side of the speaker, stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I've got some great information coming into studio for you after the break.
And tomorrow, we might steal the sun from underneath our eyes.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds. And leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Tell your ma and your pa that they did something special.
They did something special.
There's a rhythm in my heart when you're the one I'm next to.
When you're the one I'm next to.
And I don't wanna lose that.
I don't wanna lose.
If I did it.
Tell your ma and your pa they did something special. That's Tonash Girl. I wanna his latest track, Rake and Scrape It, and I think it's gonna be a classic. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Just before I get into my next segment, a quick note. Night before last, residents in the East North Johnson Road, the Eastern Road, experienced electrical incidents, loss of power. Some people had no power up until midnight night before. Last night, residents in North Johnson Road, I'm not sure how far it extended, experienced an almost complete BTC outage. When I left the area this morning, I was still out of all my services. In fact, throughout the night, we lost BTC flow, television, landline, home internet, mobile internet, and mobile phone service, all lost intermittently through the night. Now, I did reach out to technical staff. They did indicate that they were working on it, but by this morning, it had not been resolved. See, here's my thing. I'm paying world-class prices. I expect world-class service. That doesn't mean it's going to work all the time, but it means you're going to work as quickly as possible to resolve the issue. But here's my concern, and it's been a concern I've registered for about two decades now. If you have a major electrical incident in an area, surely the other service providers are going to send out technical teams to assess whether their equipment has been damaged or affected by the electrical incident, right? That's what we're supposed to do. Perhaps, maybe, because I'm not exactly sure what caused the outage, but I can make some presumptions based on observation and institutional knowledge, right, as a customer, that after an electrical incident, a major one, perhaps y'all should send technical staff out to assess your equipment to ensure that your customers can enjoy a sustained and reliable service. It's unfortunate because we were already experiencing an issue with Batelco landline in the area. We were already experiencing an issue with Batelco mobile data service in the area. And even Alive customers are experiencing issues with intermittent service, right? Fortunately for me, we have two service providers in the house, and I was able to revert to one, even though there's no AC on that side of the house and I almost died. But that's not the point. The point is I was able to make it work. But more importantly, the staff I interacted with, they were professional, they were polite. That AI customer service system y'all have, though, I don't like it. Maybe I don't like it. Anyway, we're going to talk to somebody about some new ideas and some new things. Ian Thomas from Direct Marketers has joined us again. Ian, What are we going to learn today?
Man, you can learn all kinds of things here today, man. I got to first of all say good morning to the entire Bahamas. Good morning, Bahamas, ladies and gentlemen, everybody out there. My name is Ian Thomas, and I am from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 5520212. That's 5520212. Dial 5520212. That's 5520212. How was that? That's good.
I love it.
Man, that's good, man. Hey, listen, man.
I love it.
I had a great time with you the other day, and my clients were there. Ian, you got to get back down there. Aaron is so knowledgeable, and you guys have a great interaction. So I want to tell everybody about PWCCUL. Of course, that's an acronym. Do you know what it stands for? Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited.
Yeah.
Yep. And they are saying that they want you, all Bahamians, to invest smart, save confidently, and retire securely. Whether it's retirement that you're looking at, saving for your child's education, or buying a new home or car, you can check out them and see all the different things that they have to offer at the Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited. What's great right now, what's happening down there, you don't need a lot of money to get started. You can choose from one of their flexible investment certificates. And you can start with as little as $5,000. Now, you invest your $5,000, you're going to get an investment certificate. That's 5% annual interest that you're going to get over a seven-year term. Interest posted monthly, so you can get your interest monthly. And there's no penalties for emergency withdrawals. That means you can take out the interest that they post every month. You can take that out and you can use it if you want, or you can just leave it there and let it grow over the years. If you have $1,000, you can invest, get an investment certificate, and you get 6% on that. So you get 1% more on that. You get 6% annually. That's over 10 years, 10-year investment. And interest, like I said, is posted monthly, and it's 100% accessible for, you know, life's unexpected moments. So you can just you can pull out your interest that's applied monthly. So that's a wonderful thing that you can take advantage of. Thousands of progressive thinking Bahamians choose PWCCUL. Of course, that's Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union. I don't want to keep on saying the long word, so let's say PWCCUL, because they've got attractive interest rates that outperform traditional savings. They've got monthly interest payouts to give you flexibility, no penalties for emergency access to your funds, and you can get a full range of financial services from loans to helping you budget your money. Now that PWCCUL has introduced their Junior Savers Program, it's so, so important to let young people start saving and let them be educated about that early. Your children can learn the power of saving and financial responsibility. You can get it's a great initiative to prepare them for a bright future, so they can live a nice, independent way of living and not be, you know, lacking anything in the future. And it's never too early, like I say. You want to give them a call. They're at 323-6594. 323-6594. Once again, 323-6594. That's the Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union. Where are they located? They're located right here in Nassau on number 216 Wolf Road. In Freeport, they're at number 11 Oak Street. The phone number in Freeport, 351-7129. 351-7129. And if you want to learn more about Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union, you can check them out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or you can go to their website, www.pwccul.com. Listen, you can just save money. You can save money anywhere, but you have to save strategically and with a purpose. So at PWCCUL, they can help you manage your money, grow your investment, and just start having a really, really good outlook on how you're going to be in the future. Talk to me, Aaron.
I would say a healthy relationship with your money and your financial institution, and showing kids from young what a healthy relationship looks like.
Definitely, because a lot of people really don't know how money works. Mm-hmm. And for those who just think you make money, you spend it, or you make money, you put a couple of dollars in the bank, find yourself people who understand money and work along with them and let your money work for you so you can have money later on in the future for anything that you want. Mm-hmm. So call them today. Take advantage of everything that they have to offer, all those services. And this is the first step towards financial freedom. Once again, the phone number for Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union in Nassau, the phone number is 323-6594, 323-6594. 3594 and in Freeport, 351-7129, 351-7129. And go, man, go down there. Invest $5,000 over 7 years, get 5%. Invest $1,000 over 10 years, get 6%. And your interest is paid to your account every month, which you can use.
Man, Ian, my money have a life of its own. It's to have conversations with the bills, with things, right? I need an institution to help me have a healthier relationship with my money.
And that's why I want you to go and call and check them out and tell anyone who you interact with, hey, listen here, let's see what this is all about. Because if I can get 5 or 6% of my money where traditional banks are just giving you point this and 1.1%, it makes more sense. It only makes financial sense to go there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. When I walk in there and tell them, man, look here, talk to my money for me, please. Good stuff.
Yeah. Your money is talk for you. Hey, listen, you're road runners. You know what Uber is in the United States?
Yes.
We have a service here, a ride-sharing service called Roadrunners. They're number one. I've been working along with them now. I think it's 3 years. It feels like 3 years. So if you need to get somewhere fast, safe, and without any stress, the traffic, or these fluctuating gas prices, I want you to remember their name, Roadrunners. They're the only true ride-sharing solution that can get you where you need to be, safe and hassle-free. So whether it's a quick trip to the grocery store, or an important doctor's appointment, or maybe you need something to get picked up from the pharmacy, or you need to go do an airport run, maybe someone in your family needs to go to NIB, one of the elderly people to get verified. Let them get in contact with Roadrunners. They say, if you don't have a car, it's not a problem. You can let their drivers come and pick you up. And remember, all drivers are licensed, insured, and have been fully vetted, so you can feel safe when you jump in the vehicle with them.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? That's so important. You know, I've seen some other companies out there. They send someone to pick you up. The only one smoking in the car. They bring their gal with them,
all kinds of different stuff.
No seatbelt, air conditioned. It's wonderful. You don't have a car, it's no problem. So what else I want to let you guys know? It only makes sense to use them, especially right now when it's going to be back to school. School drop-offs and pickups are now available. It's back to school, and that is so important. School drop-offs and pickups are now available, starting at just $12. So you can pay for 4 days. This is a new promotion that they're doing. Pay for 4 days in advance, and you get the fifth day absolutely free. But wait, Aaron, there's more. I couldn't wait to say that part. It's absolutely free. So what I want you to do is give them a call, 806-0835, 806-0835. That's 806-0835. This is for Roadrunners. And you give them a call, ask them about their school drop-off and pickups so you don't have to get up early in the morning and try to fight that traffic and even in the take off for early lunch to go try to pick up them children. No. Also remember, if you're craving lunch, dinner, or late night snack, you can order from your favorite restaurant and have it delivered straight to your home or your office with Roadrunners. Great, great company.
I know you focus on young people, but for our aging community and for children who are caring for elder parents, this gives those older people a whole degree of autonomy.
Either the company can come and pick them up and they can go with them, or they just make a phone call and they can go get the errands done for them.
I get a tracker when my mom calls and say, hey, I'm here, I need a ride. I confirm with the tracker and I send them.
You got
it. The card is coming, it's red. The driver's name is Tom. Mom, I'll see you in a minute.
You are amazing. I love the way you are so familiar with so many different businesses. And you know that's exactly how this company works. Everyone who frequents the United States knows how Uber works. This is the same setup, but only it's made here for our Bahamian populace. So,
and our
country.
Culture.
Yeah, and our culture, definitely. Yeah. So, like I said, you can order from your eateries and the food comes straight to your home or whatever it is. And if you are tech savvy, it's a simple just download. You go to the Roadrunners app from the App Store. It's right there, absolutely free. Or like I said, give them a call at 806-0835, 806-0835. Mr. Major and his team, these guys are amazing. He's put together a great team of people, drivers, who are, who are just dedicated to taking care of their customers and take you to the destinations that you want. Once again, safe. Safety is paramount in this. I just got to let you know, they brag about how safe they are and reliable and affordable. So the experience was just absolutely amazing. That's what I got when I took advantage of it one day when my car was down, and my friends and family who I've turned them on to, they said, Ian, I I'm so happy that I was introduced to Roadrunners. They have made a whole impact in my life. So if you don't have a car, that's not a problem, or your car is not working right now, call Roadrunners today. Pick up and drop off of people, food, and items. They are on the road, and they say they run the road. So call Roadrunners, 806-0835, 806-0835, or you can download the app, the Roadrunners app, and like I said, it's absolutely free. How do you feel about that?
Okay, I could just see Kalika dashing out the house and leaving Sawyer Boy with no car.
Yes.
I got him now. Think he's going to go talk to other women.
No.
And he just pick up the phone and say, look here, Roadrunners.
Yes,
go. I need a ride.
Hey, some guys and say, man, listen, I was letting them go pick up my little tank.
Yeah.
And for me, and I ain't got to worry about nothing to pick up and carry back home for me. But listen, they use it for all different
safety,
types of stuff.
Safety first.
Yes. Yeah. Now, new company, Probate okay. Bahamas.
All
I
right.
didn't know you had a law background. I didn't know you was a legal. You was a legal.
Boy, trying hard to stay out of jail. That's
okay,
the best start.
Hey, listen, yeah, Probate Bahamas. They provide services for individuals that all they do is probate. You listen to me?
Yes.
They provide services. They do the probate applications, letters of administration applications, and resealing applications. Now, I didn't know what all that was, so I did my research. So what are letters of administration? When someone dies with a will, their estate typically goes through a court-supervised legal process called probate. But if they die without a valid will, their estate will go through a process of intestate estate administration. This process can't begin until the court chooses an administrator to oversee the management and distribution of the estate. This is where letters of administration come into play. A letter of administration is a court-issued document that gives someone the authority to act as the estate administrator. The administrator can then access and manage the late person's assets, such as financial accounts and real estate property. That's what I learned. Now, this is the grant of probate. This is what I also learned. Upon the death, all assets must be dealt with, including those that are held abroad. So if there's other stuff that the deceased left someplace else, maybe another island, maybe another
they
country,
help identify.
They can help you identify that. Great. Okay. A grant of representation is usually required to give the person named on it the authority to administer the estate of a deceased person. The grant of representation is an umbrella term for a grant of probate. When there is no will and letters of administrator, as of administration, sorry, when there is no will. So when you have a will, it's different from when you don't have a will. Some of this might be all jargon for you, so I need you to go ahead and give Probate Bahamas a call. Let me give you that number really quickly because people have been messaging me right now for that. 434-2666. 434-2666. If you have any questions about your probate. And I, unfortunately, my dad passed away 5 years ago. So me and my brothers had to deal with this along with my aunt. And in the process, my aunt passed away. So my younger brother and my aunt, they were overseeing everything. And it took such a long process because even the lawyer that was dealing with initially, he died.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
The lack of clarity around probate issues and the sort of backlog, right, mm-hmm. has become a major issue in the country.
Yes.
If you are sitting at home, right, and family members have passed and you're all trying to figure it out,
yeah.
these are the people to go to.
Right. Don't try to figure it out by yourself. You need to contact an attorney who knows about what needs to be done. You know, the passing of someone is very traumatic, and you're it's only emotional. You're going through so many different things. Pass that on to a company that can take care of everything for you. They say Probate Bahamas, it is all that we do. What needs to be done from you? You need to fill out and submit an application form. Then Probate Bahamas, they promise you a prompt reply, either with an estimated time of completion or request for an additional information. Mm-hmm. So they'll tell you, hey, this is when things can start, and I think this is when it's going to end. But if we need some more information, please give us a call. They say normally it takes about 6 to 10 weeks turnaround time, and they have low affordable rates. So sometimes individuals ain't even talking to each other, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't talking to my sister, but I ain't even talking to my... Listen, you guys get together, call Probate Bahamas. They're going to help you. You know what I like to say? A lot of Bahamians, a lot of people are paper rich and cash poor.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lady in Elizabeth Estates. She was working for like $50 or $40 a day taking care of someone's shop.
but she had over $2 million worth of property and
waiting
assets
to be probate.
Waiting to be probate in her hand.
Yes.
I said, this is sad. This woman dragging slippers, but on paper, she's a millionaire.
Right, and so a lot of Bahamians are tuning in right now. If you are stuck in a probate process and you're uncertain about like what your lawyer is doing or if it's making sense.
Making sense? Call Probate Bahamas.
And say to Probate Bahamas, hey, can I can I talk to you about a matter that's already like before another lawyer and then let them know, right? Lots of people are sitting there in uncertainty right now. Give Probate Bahamas a call and see if they can help you bring clarity to your family.
Once again, this is so, so important. You don't need to be broke when you have assets out there that someone leave you. Let me just say it in layman terms.
Yeah.
Call them, 434-2666. Get that probate done. Get some money in your pocket. Don't need to be break walking around here trying to borrow a couple of dollars from people.
And look here, just before we go to the next company, grief can last a lifetime.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't feel the impact of it like on the surface. Go to a company that can help you deal with this situation while you deal with your grief.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, it's going to ease up all that stress on you.
Yeah.
And then they're going to respond quickly and everything. So even if you have something before another attorney, like you said, just call them and find out, hey, listen, are we going in the right direction? Or I'm trying to call my attorney, but they're so busy and they ain't calling me back. Listen, what should I do? Maybe I may abandon my attorney and come with you guys, or you guys can just answer some questions that my attorney's not getting back to me.
Yeah,
am I correct?
Yeah, man. I got to find a farmer's market tomorrow because I excited about selling. What be selling next?
Hey, listen here, man. Listen here. Listen, hey, in the beauty, if you guys are in the beauty field and you dream of having your own business, I need you to call In the Trend Beauty and Barber Studio. Their phone number is 804-2616, 804-2616, or you can WhatsApp them at 425-5007, 425-5007. Now, where they're located? They're located number 79 Washington Street, Washington Street, and they're on Washington Street where? And they also on Balfour Avenue, right? Yeah, Washington Street and Balfour Avenue. Right now, they're looking for hairstylists, braiders, barbers, nail techs, makeup artists, and natural stylists. Now, if you want to go ahead and take that leap and start your own business, please give them a call. Don't be afraid. What are you guys waiting on? You have nothing to lose. Give them a call, 804-2616, 804-2616. And if that person's not listening, you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a grandparent, aunt, uncle, or whatever, they say, you know what? This girl or this guy have some good talent in their hand, you know. I don't know why they're not going to come out this house and go try getting one place where they could start doing their own thing, rent one boot, and start making their own money. You ain't got to go working for someone, all kind of people with bad attitude in the workplace, all kind of stuff. The people who own the place, they breathing down. You becoming your own boss. Pardon me. So think about this. You can build your brand, grow your clientele, and finally start working for yourself. So whether you're fresh out of beauty school or a seasoned professional, call In the Trend Beauty and Barber Studio right now. The money is waiting on you. 804-2616, 804-2616, or you're going to WhatsApp 425-5007 and find out about their affordable weekly booth rentals. Bring your current clients, or you can go down there and grow your base because they have a lot of walk-ins coming in there. So imagine your skills plus their location. That could be a recipe for success. Plus, you can find all the professional beauty products that you need down there at a fantastic prices. You can get nail supplies, hair bundles, wigs, all these things down there. But you got to go see it yourself. They got great prices because they have a nice like a little storefront that you can go and buy all your supplies down there. We all know it's back to school, so they got incredible specials for your kids. Girls who need hair braiding and styling, they're eligible for discounts right now. And boys, you can get those fades and those sharp cuts to match their faces and their styles. So don't worry. No appointment needed. Just walk in. Call 804-2616, 804-2616, or WhatsApp 425-5007. That's 425-5007. And they're located on number 79 Washington Street and Balfour Avenue. That's In the Trend Beauty, In the Trend Beauty and Barber Studio. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to start your own business, I encourage you to go there. Once you're in that business, go down there and get one boot. Like I said, they're looking for hairstylists, braiders, barbers, nail techs, makeup artists, and natural stylists. Hey, that's a great company to go check out. Also, I want to let you guys know, If you're a man out there and you're suffering from ED, ED is erectile dysfunction, and you want to get back to how you used to be, you need to get yourself the Bully Pill. The Bully Pill is amazing. It's all natural. It's $55 for a bottle of six pills. Like I said, they're all natural. If you're dealing for erectile dysfunction, maybe you're not completely, you know, but you just want to get back and you want to have that nice, strong erection so you and your partner can have a great time. Give me a call, 552-0212, 552-0212, and I can get you that pill and you can get back to where you were. So it's an all-natural pill, like I said. So if you are on medication for diabetes or hypertension, it won't interfere because it's all natural. Get yourself the Bully Pill and start being having that
get
good
back to your natural
physical
self.
Relationship. Once that physical relationship is gone, boom, a lot of things can happen. Especially you guys out there who might be dating someone 5, 10, 15 years younger. Man, listen, I know you think you're doing your best, but get yourself together, man. Also, this new product, this has been selling like crazy. This is an ultrasonic device that stops your neighbor's annoying dog from barking. Plus, it can help you train your dog. This is only $89.95. Give me a call, 552-0212. It's ultrasonic, so you're not going to hear it. Dogs are started barking. Going on by. You take out your device, you point it right at them, and you see the reaction right away. They stop barking, their head kind of twists to the side and everything, and they're wondering what's going on. You can use this as a training device. Get it? It's going to stop that. I had some dogs just in the front of my yard just going bananas. I have my device out there. I drive by. I mean, I walk outside and I press that device, so I stick it through the window, and I do that, and those dogs just go quiet, and some leave the area or whatever it is. This is a great device, especially for you individuals who go walking in the evening, early in the morning or late at night. I see you all walking around with your big stick. You won't need that big stick no more. You get this device, you point at them dog ain't coming around you no more. Give me a call, 552-0212. Get yourself the ultrasonic device. I like to call it the good boy because it's turning bad dogs into good boys. 552-0212, 552-0212. Also, this is the last one because I'm looking at the time. You need a paternity test done? Call DNA Direct. You can get a DNA test for as low as $450. No needles or blood involved. The reason why people choose DNA Direct, they're the least expensive on the island at $450. They have a payment plan. You can do half down, pay the balance when the results come in. And they have a mobile service available every day, 7 days a week between 7 and 7. You want to find out if someone's your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, or your grandparent? Call DNA Direct at 324-0665. And those individuals who need a legal test, that means if you want to give it to your passport or you want to give it to get NIB, you turn this phone off, people don't start calling a lot, get it for NIB, you give them a call, 324-0665, get yourself a DNA test. DNA Direct, when knowing the truth matters.
Man, listen, I got a listener right here say, give us the good dog info one more time.
Yes, listen, get yourself that. It's an ultrasonic device. You're just pointing at the dog. It's not going to hurt them. It's just this loud ultrasonic pitch sound that they hear. And it's not, like I said, it's not going to hurt them. You press it a few times and they go quiet. Get it. It's only $89. Give me a call. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 552-0212. That's 552-0212. Man, Aaron, I had such a great time with you. It's always a pleasure. I like to listen to you early in the morning, and I can't believe I have the privilege of being here with you. Man, it's amazing.
I had a good time. But for these good things you had to tell us, we're going to be cracking joke all day.
Yes.
I got some raccoons I need to turn into good boys.
And that's a good one. Hey, yes. I'm going to try to get you the device to see if it works on them.
Yes, we're going to try that. I'm looking for a way for us to live together.
Yes, yeah. You sure have this raccoon problem, boy.
Yeah, man. Plenty of us have it. And it could be a potential crisis in Eleuthera. Farmers are dealing.
Oh.
With, like, a raccoon punch a hole in every single watermelon on the farm.
Oh, I didn't know that they go and eat the crops like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And just one scoop, you know.
Yeah, and then go to the next one. Yes.
Just before we go, Ian, I want to reassure some of our customers. I got a couple of texts about road runners.
Yes.
But I heard you say clearly, and you know
safe.
I'm listening.
Safe.
They're insured, they're licensed, and they're properly vetted.
You got everything I just
there
said. You can feel safe letting your mom, your grandparents go inside the car with them or whatever it is. Or you say, you know what? They don't need to go anywhere. Can you just go and pick up these items and drop it off for them? Need a ride to the airport, any place you need to go? Call Road Runners. I love these guys. Mr. Major, you're doing an amazing job, and I see that the people are receptive, and you guys are going to continue doing well.
Yeah, man. And call them at 806-0835. Like, if you're uncertain, call the company yourself
call the
and
company.
Say, hey, I'd like to use your service. Could you tell me more about your certification?
I love it. I love it. And you guys who are tech savvy, like I said, download the app. You might need it for yourself, and then you can order lunch and dinner through it. work. You don't got to move. So much people on the road. You don't need that, man. Send road runners to get your things.
There you go. We are all out of time, but you know what that means? It means Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Now, just before I go, just in case you all thought I forgot, today, this weekend, starts week three of four weeks of preseason games. Let me just say, the Dolphins didn't lose their first preseason game. We didn't win it either, but we didn't lose it. And this is a good start. Eric Sawyer III, I looking for you. The Dolphins and the 49ers need to talk. We need to talk. You guys. Also, I don't know why the Bahamas Bowl is not being played in the Bahamas again this year, but we need to talk about that, because what are we doing with the Sports in Paradise initiative? What are we doing? Anyway, I know what I could be doing this weekend. I'm going to be finding me a device so I could turn these raccoons into good boys. You guys, have a great weekend. Like I say, C.A. Newry is up next.
When you're feeling in your soul and you lose control, you have to jump.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.